Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, we're back on a Victory Monday at Chickies and Pete's. The WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. A comeback victory. Ike, your thoughts?
Victory!
On the road to victory, fight, Eagles, fight. Score a touchdown, 1, 2, 3. Hit them low, hit them high, and watch our Eagles fly. Fly, Eagles, fly. On the road to victory,
E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles!
There we
Come
go.
On, hell yeah.
Let me tell you, I don't think I've watched a lot of football games that after a first half, I have felt as bad as I felt after that first half and then wound up feeling so good after the game. People brought up the Buffalo game in 23. I honestly, the only one that I think I would put in the same class as this one is the Deshaun Michael Vick miracle in the Meadowlands. That is the only one where I feel like I had given up completely and then got a game like this. What was a day later after that win, where are you at?
Well, listen, I'm pleasantly ecstatic that they're able to get to 3-0. I mean, it really was a tale of two halves. I rewatched the game today. I don't know what the hell that was in the first half. I guess we'll get to that at some point today. But I need to start with where it was in the second half and what I saw from this football team and what they were able to do in the second half. Okay, let's start with resiliency. That's where we got to start with first. This is a resilient football team that believes that they have a chance to win every football game. What have they won, 17 of 18? Something like that? I mean, it's just ridiculous. Jalen has won 17 straight games that he started and finished. It's unheard of. And that game yesterday, where they looked completely out of it in the first half, to come out and, I don't know, I don't have another way to describe it other than flip a switch and become a different team in the second half offensively, let me just say this. We're going to comb through this thing today, and we got credit to give, and we want to pat ourselves on the back. We got victory laps to take. I don't want no damn qualifiers today, even though I know there will be qualifiers as to why they won this game. Let me just say this. What we saw in the second half, I need to see more of. Simple as that. I need to see more of. Now, I'm not going to poo-poo on the win because they won the game. But this idea that we shouldn't play this way to win football games is beyond me. I don't know if it's the players, if it's the coaches, whomever it is over there. Get it together. Whatever you did in the second half, I need that done from the beginning of the game, because that was totally different than what I saw in the first half. From an approach to the game, there was a conservativeness there that was, it's totally unnecessary. We've been saying it for three games or two and a half games. This idea that we somehow should play to not turn the ball over versus being aggressive and pushing the ball down the field. Ladies and gentlemen, that's what an offense looked like with that type of talent. Up and down the field. Number 11 shows you what the difference is when he touches the football. Let me give you a prime example. Third and 10, backed up on the 9-yard line on, I believe it was the game-winning touchdown drive. I believe that was the drive. A.J. catching that ball, breaking the tackle, and then running for extra yards. That re-energizes that team, that offense. That's what he can do when he touches the football. Devontae Smith, Dallas Goedert. That's what it looks like when you get those guys the football. Jalen letting the ball go, throwing it. Man, empty backfield sets. You know, 3-4 wide receivers out in the route, getting the ball out of your hands quick. That's what it looks like. That's what it looks like. That's what we want. That's what we want. That's all we're asking for, is that right there. But yesterday, man, salute to number one. Salute to number one. Let me tell you, Spike, Fritz, put your seatbelt on. Because you guys going to be in for a bumpy ride today. But I'm here with you as a co-pilot. I'm here with you.
Yeah.
I'm here with you. I need to talk to the police. I'll talk to them. Nobody's going to jail today. I got everything covered. I'm just saying. I'm just saying. When you hear people talking about all this guy does is win, and when he needs to pass, he can do it. This is why people say that. Because that's what it was yesterday. He needed to throw the ball. They needed to come back. He was able to do it. I just needed to start the game. I don't need to wait till I'm down 26-7 to do that. Boy, what a beautiful game yesterday. All right, listen. My old ass, I had a 33-inch vertical when I came out. That ain't really nothing to brag about. I think I may have got up to 25 inches.
Whoa!
I'm just saying. I meant jumping.
Yeah, jumping.
Cut that.
I can only get up to 9 or 10 the other way. I'm just saying. Man. I'm just getting rolling.
Yeah, are you tell. Sure?
Yeah, tag. Yeah. I'm tagging you in.
All right. 215-592-9494.
Victory!
So that second half was the best second half, the best half I've seen Jalen Hurts play. Mm. And that was exactly when I talk about wanting to see the offense look like the offense it should look like, that's what I'm talking about. And this whole thing, you said at the end there, he'll throw it when he needs to. No. You don't have to wait until you're down.
I agree with that.
26-7 to throw the football. Yeah. And I don't know what it is. I don't know if the coaching staff did it out of desperation because we have to. I don't know if Jalen goes into, and you see this happen with quarterbacks sometimes when they go into, when an offense is slow, mm-hmm. they go into that no huddle, and sometimes mm-hmm. it can reinvigorate the offense.
Sure. And when gets them into a rhythm.
And I think from his standpoint and from the coach's standpoint, when you're down 26-7, you're not worried about turning the ball over anymore. All you're worried about is scoring points.
Yeah.
And we saw the difference. And there is no, and by the way, we didn't just see a difference in the passing offense. All of a sudden, we could run the ball again. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, when we're throwing the ball, we can run the ball again. And I know last year, we became a team that ran the ball so we could throw the ball. But maybe with everyone knowing that we want to run the ball, at this point this year, we need to be a team that throws the ball to be able to run the ball, to prove that we can do it. And I thought that Jalen did everything, literally everything, you want your quarterback to do, from being able to throw balls. It's not like people were talking about schemes and stuff in the second half. Guys weren't running wide open all over the place. There was, you know, A.J. Brown, there was a guy right on him. Devontae Smith, there was a guy right there. You know, the Dallas Goedert, he threw it early. Mm-hmm. All those sorts of things.
He was wide open. I don't know what the hell.
Well, he was wide open.
The Rams were doing.
When he threw it, I don't think he was wide open.
Right.
He ran into wide open space. If the Eagles have the ability to do on offense what they did in that second half, they shouldn't wait to do it. They should do it first. They should put pressure on the other team. They should be the ones determining when they throw and when they don't throw, not wait until you're forced. That was the Jalen Hurts hyping his team up, the Jalen Hurts talking to the coordinators, and Jalen Hurts making big plays.
I saw emotion out there on
the field. That's what everybody wants to see, and that is something I can get behind, and that isn't something I want to see every five games. I don't want to see – now, look, they don't have to go no huddle. They don't have to throw it 80% of the time, none of that. But that kind of offense that we saw in the second half, getting the ball to A.J. Brown. A.J. Brown said it. They asked him, what is the difference between the first half and the second half? And he said, they got me the ball. And they threw me the ball. And that's what it is. And I thought it was a great performance from Jalen. I thought it was a great performance from the Eagles overall, a defense that got gashed in the first half, came up much bigger in the second half. It was a resilient win. I think it's a credit. By the way, the resiliency is a credit to the players, and it's a credit to Nick Sirianni.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
That has a culture. And now this team believes they can win every single game. They don't believe they're out of every game. It was a thrilling win that I did not see coming. When Jalen got hit in the second half, when Verse hit him and they caused that fumble and the Rams score, that was lights out. To me, I thought that was lights out. That was the end of the game, and
I
it wasn't.
Agree. It felt that way,
and it wasn't. It wasn't.
It felt that way.
215-592-9494 Jack, do you want to say anything before we go to the phones?
Yes, I do.
Okay,
they're never going to lose again.
Yeah, that's
sure. Pretty much the feeling, and they're starting to get the. For years, watching the Patriots, it was like teams had to play almost perfect to beat them, and you could sit up here and say lucky, blah, 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 blah. I mean, a blocked field goal twice in yesterday's game, that helped, obviously. The Travis Kelce play last week, the Makuba took back. CeeDee Lamb dropping three balls week one. But, like, those things happen when you are as tough to beat as the Eagles are, and they just take advantage of it. And, like, on Jalen's performance yesterday, like, that's what the greats do. And it was the first time watching him where I said, like, there it is. I know he's had good and great games before. And, like, 22 Super Bowl, I think, was special, and that was awesome. I thought he was good in the Super Bowl last year. But, like, that's what the greats do, and the emotion he played with, and going over to Petullo and really rallying the guys. Like, that's a guy you can really, really get behind. So, you know, it'd be fraudulent to come here and just put on the hater glass and be like, blah, because he was legitimately great yesterday. And legitimately great.
In the second half.
In the second half, yes. The first half did happen, but the second half is what matters.
First half, I don't know what the hell was going on in the first half.
And I'll say this, and I know you will disagree. Mm-hmm. Even if the Eagles don't block that field goal in the very last play of the game, today I would have felt different in a positive way about the Philadelphia Eagles because of what they were able to do on offense in the second half. And luckily, we don't have to deal with it, right?
Sure,
we're 3-0 and not 2-1. But when
I'd have been pointing out the first half.
when people say it just matters that you win, it doesn't matter how. That second half to me is why
it's what you were looking for.
I don't necessarily believe that.
Yeah.
I want to see that the offense is capable of scoring points. They have too much talent on offense to not score points.
That's fair.
215-592-9494. We will bring you Coach Nick Sirianni's press conference at 3:15. Donovan McNabb joins us at 4:05. Andrew from Dover, you're on WIP.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
What's going on?
What's up, Andrew?
Drew?
All that hate that you had last week, I don't want to hear you and Jack. I don't want to hear it. I just don't want to hear it. You know what I mean? Because I told you last week or the week before, I told you, I said, listen, this man, all he does is win. Recorded. I told you, all you do is win. That's all that matters. That all that matters. That man threw that ball all over the field. It wasn't his fault the last couple of weeks as far as the lack of yards. Like, listen, he's doing what his coordinators tell him to do, and that's it. But that man, when he needs to do it, he does it.
But hold on, Andrew, I don't agree with when he needs to. That isn't. It shouldn't be the approach. The approach should be, no, Andrew, stop. The approach should be, no, hold on. The approach should be, we are the better football team. We should be able to dominate you from the beginning to the end. We shouldn't be playing safe football, like overly safe football. That goes for Jalen, who had plenty of opportunities to throw the football in the first two games and chose not to. It goes for the coaches as well. Like, if this team is better than just wait around and don't turn the football over. You cannot turn the football over and throw the ball at the same time.
Okay, but that hasn't been his fault, though. What I'm saying is like, if you see at the end of the season, the playoff run, that man was throwing the ball all over the field, doing what he had to do with Super Bowl MVP. So, like, if you start the season and they're trying to be conservative, that's not his fault. He showed what he could do. And you can even see, as far as when he was saying, he was like, hey, you know, let me throw the ball. Let me do what we got to do, not be conservative. And A.J. Brown said the same thing. Let us hoop. Let us hoop. Anybody that played basketball, let us hoop. Let us do what we got to do. So that's never had been Jalen Hurts' fault. So we got to get out of this narrative that this is Jalen Hurts' fault when it hasn't been. It's Petullo. I'm going to be honest with you.
Wait, hold on. Can I ask you, Andrew, was Kevin the two best halves that Jalen's played this season are the first half against Dallas and the second half last night, right? Was Kevin Petullo the offensive coordinator in both of those halves?
Yes. He is, yes.
Well, so
yes.
What are we talking about?
Yeah.
My point is it's everybody. It can't just be Jalen when they are moving the ball and Kevin Petullo when they're not.
I'm not saying that like every single thing is his fault, but the thing is that the narrative that you've been getting on the radio, you and Jack, has been like putting it like it's on Jalen. Like it's a narrative and all this dude is win.
I know. Aren't you happy they won? He was great. He did what he was supposed to do yesterday.
No. But you don't get the slander. You know what, I mean?
What is slander?
You
know, what is slander? It's a freaking quarterback of a sports team, you moron.
Moron? Man, get out of here. You sound just like your pop.
Moron.
That's listen. Jack. It's not even me. Okay. You don't even know what Jack's
dad is. Slander, narrative,
wow. Listen, that man is 18-1.
Yes.
Right?
It was awesome yesterday.
He's won 17 games. Hold up. He's won 17 games when he's completed all the games. So, like, I'm not trying to hear that. Stop creating this narrative about this man, his football skills, his throwing skills, all that. All that man did is throw over 200 passing yards and had three touchdown passes the second half. He balled out. That was in a quarter and a half. So stop setting this narrative that this man has a problem. It's not him. He's going to go as the coaches allow him to go. When they let him release the ball, throw the ball down the field. He's not setting up those plays when it's like, crossing patterns or whatever it is. Like, yo, let him cook. Let him cook. Let him do what he do. That's all I'm saying. So don't set this narrative. Be fair. Wow. Be fair-minded. Be open-minded.
All right.
Can you do that?
All right, Andrew.
Extremely
I
fair.
Am open-minded.
Good fair, job, Andrew.
Fair and balanced.
Yeah.
Fair and balanced. It's going to be a long week.
Yeah.
Like, oh, my God. Okay.
You're going moron first segment?
Yeah, yeah, then,
first segment. So, they couldn't get out of the first segment.
I know.
I'm calm, cool, collected.
I'm calm, too.
And you're on moron?
I know. Only took 15 minutes and one call.
Yep. 215-592-9494. The real Corey in Columbus, New Jersey. You're on WIP. What's up, real Corey?
What's going on, guys? Spike, I know you felt left out because I didn't mention you in the last call, so... Just had a real quick question for you. Who had a more tumultuous exit from New York, you or Saquon?
Or Daniel Jones?
I didn't have a tumultuous exit.
Everybody seemed to have landed on their feet leaving New York.
Wheeler?
Yeah, everything's been fine, actually.
Well, I got to agree with you, Spike, I think. Jalen should go into each play with two play calls, what Petula wants and then what he sees. And ultimately, it seems like what he's seeing is what he's going with. A lot of resiliency from that team. I wouldn't call it luck, Jack. I think a lucky play is a double doink, not blowing up the A-gap.
Yeah, my point wasn't that it was lucky. It's just like sometimes you create your own. Like the Eagles just...
Well, they blocked those field goals.
No, yeah, totally.
Yeah,
totally.
Yeah, I think when you just keep coming and keep coming and keep coming, what happens is you get...
Jesus.
Well, calm down over there.
Well, yeah, seriously. I mean, that was rough there, brother.
I know it was a big win yesterday.
My goodness. They certainly doubled up on the left guard, who was a replacement.
Yep.
In there. And Jalen Carter had blocked the field goal the previous drive. So they had a little bit of a game plan over that left guard over there.
Imagine that poor left guard, by the way. Yeah. He's got Jordan Davis
and Jalen Carter.
Yeah, I'd move out of the way, honestly. I'd give up. What are you going to do? You're just going to get yourself hurt.
Yeah.
Well, the Jets had a similar situation, so I don't know if there's something going across the league where guys are seeing something with these kickers, low launch ankles trying to get.
Yeah, it's interesting you say that, Corey, because when I watched that first kick from the Rams kicker early in the game, it didn't even look like he kicked hard to get the ball to 52 yards or whatever that field goal was. And all I was thinking at the beginning of the game was, don't let this game come down to a field goal for the Rams, because there's no way this guy's going to miss it. But you might have something. The Jets blocked that field goal toward the end of the game against the Bucs. The Eagles blocked two. Maybe to kick the ball further.
Browns block one.
Yeah, maybe they have a lower launch angle, and maybe that's why the ball's getting blocked more.
And, I mean, listen, those are two big guys. And often what happens is, from a technique or rushing standpoint, you want to first get Paul's penetration on the line. But more importantly, you want to get your hands up.
Yeah.
And Jordan Davis is what, 6'5", 6'6"?
Yep.
He's a big guy. Jalen Carter's about 6'3", 6'4". He's a tall guy. You know, you should drive that ball there. You got those long arms there. They couldn't get the ball over him.
And I know it was a great special teams day overall, but they got to figure out something on kickoff with these.
Oh, no, it wasn't. Yeah, no, it was a great field goal block day. It wasn't a great special teams day. I don't know what the hell we were doing.
It was every time.
On the kickoff returns. I don't know what that was.
Thank God. Thank you for the call, Corey. Thank God they traded for Tank Bigsby for kickoffs, because it, man.
Seriously.
Yeah, it was huge yesterday. If they are not running that 600 times a day during practice, just the ability to pick up a ball, because every team's going to try. Now, I don't think every kicker can do that.
I don't think so either.
Yeah, but man, that was effective is not the word.
No, and real quick, it really, in my opinion, contributed to the slow starts in the first half. I mean, we started just about every drive inside the 20. They're literally trying to give you the ball on a 30 or 35-yard line in NFL. We're starting on a 15-yard line.
Yeah. Every time.
Every drive.
Every time. Yep. And it wasn't just Bigsby. It was Metchie, too.
Yeah.
Neither of them could kick it.
Both of them. Yep. Yeah.
215-592-9494. Big show today. All coming up next, we will hear what A.J. Brown had to say after the game and what Jalen had to say after the game. We are at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly tonight at 6. The Jordan Mailata Show live from Chickies and Pete's with me, Elliot, and Jordan. Then 7 o'clock, the Players Lounge right here at Chickies with Ike Reese, Hugh Douglas, and this week's guest is Landon Dickerson.
LD.
This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickie's in South Philly. This fall, enjoy Chickie's seasonal favorites like A.J. Brown's Sweet Heat Wings.
Oh, Ike had them for lunch.
Chickie's Sliders, Savory Buffalo Shrimp, and more. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers for a one-of-a-kind experience that makes diamond buying less stressful. Visit the home team at Mark's Jewelers, online at marks-jewelers.com. Jack, you're ridiculous.
I did have those for lunch.
Yes. Well, wait till you hear Jack's Twitter question here. Who was calling plays in the second half? Kevin Petrullo or Jalen Hurts?
Oh, come on, man.
What?
Ike,
he
what
did.
Ike, what do you – stop. What do you think the results of the Twitter poll are?
That's a good question. I'm assuming everybody thinks Jalen started calling plays in the second half.
Right, yep.
So I'll go with 73% Jalen.
Holy cow. 73.8%.
Boom! Jaylen.
There you go.
Didn't even look at it.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you, 73% of the people are wrong.
Yeah. So. But the offensive coordinator calls the plays.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
Yes, he called the plays in the
yes.
second half.
Yeah. Just now like he say, called the plays in the first half.
Now, yeah,
way.
Now you
yeah.
can say he called a different game plan in the second half.
Yes. For sure.
Clearly he did.
Yes.
But, yeah, he's the same guy who called the plays in the first half, that conservative play calling, called the plays in the second half when they were down 26-7 after Jalen fumbled that ball. I mean, I think he got sacked. I can't even blame Jalen for that. Matt Pryor? Seriously, bro. Let me tell you this. I don't even do this. But, dude, I'm going to just say, from the look of you, you shouldn't be out there on the field starting. I mean, playing right tackle.
Oh, no.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. I'll leave it at that. Just saying. Nah, that's why things changed immediately when Fred Johnson came out there.
They sure seemed like they.
I mean, they saw Matt Pryor over there, and they were like, lunchtime.
Well, because they pulled lunchtime. It right after the sack fumble,
yeah.
right? That's when Fred Johnson came in
yeah.
after that.
Yeah.
yeah. And Jordan Mailata has talked very big on Fred and how happy he was that Fred came back. And that was a huge spot for him yesterday. Didn't
huge.
Practice there.
Yeah.
Probably hardly. I mean, he said he hadn't practiced there at all.
Yeah, but
he
so,
wasn't there in training camp. He didn't.
Because he was left tackle last year.
Yeah.
When Mailata got hurt.
Yeah.
But I
yeah.
think he played right tackle in the Bucs game down in Tampa.
Probably
maybe
really,
last year.
Lane was out of that game. You're
yeah,
right.
I'm talking about this
game.
Year.
No, I know, but that's why I was. But he has
good swing tackle.
Yeah, it's just like Matt Pryor was drafted as a guard. He's been a guard. You know, they you trade for Fred Johnson. I know that he wasn't here in training camp, but he was here all of last year.
Yeah,
I don't know. I just thought it was an odd move.
Well,
I'm so used to seeing someone that looks athletic out there. At well, that position.
Well, especially with the
it's
Eagles
not what I saw.
Line. Yeah.
It's not what I saw.
You can only trust one. Jermone Brown, 2020
oh, no,
Jermone
get,
Brown,
no,
or
Jermone
Matt Pryor.
Here. I'd go Matt Pryor. There's no way I trust Jermone Brown to do anything.
I wonder if that is Stoutland's call.
Yeah, I would imagine.
It's got to
yeah,
be Stoutland's
yeah.
call, right?
I mean, I would think
he's
so.
He's got
yeah.
enough cachet, I think.
Well,
they probably felt Matt Pryor's been here, so they rewarded him by going in first.
Well, and they always talk about, when we talk to Jordan about it, he always talks about as a unit and communication and those sorts of things. So clearly at this point, Pryor would have had more communication,
yeah.
knew his assignments, know the calls, all those sorts of things. But luckily they made the adjustment.
They didn't stick with it.
No,
that's the real point.
So – you know, we spent a lot of time last week talking about what A.J. Brown said and how A.J. Brown felt.
Mm-hmm.
A.J. Brown felt
like a weekly thing.
Yeah, pretty good after yesterday's game. Here's what he had to say about the offense.
Me personally, I truly believe, man, we got so many good players on this team, you know, and at times, you know, you can feel like we're being conservative. I don't think it should be like that. You know, I think it should, you know, let your killers do their thing, you know, and play fast and play aggressive. I'm not saying that we haven't been, but you know, me personally, that's what I would like. You know, obviously we're gonna run the ball and we're gonna set up the run off the pass and the pass off the run. But you know, we have a lot of good players and I feel like you should just let us go.
Absolutely. I mean, unless the results prove that you shouldn't.
Exactly.
You know, and that's what they tried to do at the beginning of last year. Mm-hmm. They had turnover issues, so they changed it. But with the rest of the league focusing in on Saquon the way that they are, you just – I never understood this,
and we have, because it's our team, and they won the Super Bowl last year and that sort of thing, and they had success – doing it the way they did it last year. But I've never understood the idea of having this much talent on offense and not being the ones who dictate to the defense. Having someone dictate to us what we're going to do with this much firepower on the offense is playing from a position of weakness in my mind. That's just what it is. We're the team of strength. We're the team that everybody worries about when you look at the personnel. But when you make us a one-dimensional running football team that throws the ball, dink and dunk it, every defense in the league is like, well, boy, they ain't threw A.J. the ball yet. Isn't this great? Keep handing it to Saquon.
Right.
You're doing the defense a favor. So whether it's the offensive coordinator, whether it's Jalen not seeing things, whatever it may be, they need to get the idea that we are the confident, better team with the superior talent, and let our superior talent show. We don't need to be in nail-biting games every week when the other team hasn't earned the right to be in a nail-biting game. If the other team does their job and they're getting after you, okay, then you're in a tough game. But to come out with this approach that we're going to try to go hand the ball here, dink it there, and then we're handing the ball off on 3rd and 15, 3rd and 12. Like, who the hell hands the ball off when you got A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith and Dallas Goedert and Jahan Dotson, a former first-round pick, and Saquon Barkley in your backfield? Who does that?
Every 3rd and long.
Yes,
this year.
No. Other team would do that in this league. So I hope what yesterday showed them over there is that this is what you have the ability to go out and do. This is what you have the ability to go out and do. This idea that we're going to play to not turn the ball over, that's playing scared. That's what it is. It's playing scared. What are you scared of? If Jalen throws an interception in the first quarter, so freaking what?
Yeah, Matt Stafford threw an interception in the first quarter.
They
were on the verge of winning that game, right? You know,
yes.
Guys throw interceptions.
If you're the Cleveland Browns, you got to treat every possession like it's your last possession because you don't know when you're going to do anything positive. When you're the freaking Eagles, you can be like, come out aggressive, and if things aren't working, then you can dial it back. You can dial it back. But the idea of we're going to come out, play it close to the vest, and then if we have to start throwing the ball, we'll throw the ball. Come on, bro. That's why your receivers are frustrated. That's what you heard from A.J. That's what you heard from A.J., and I agree with him. Let your dogs eat. Let your killers eat. Let them eat, man. Feed them.
The phrase "throw it when we have to" has to be retired.
Yeah, you got
to
get that out of here.
It has to be retired.
Well, the guy, if you stop being so scared about 23 happening again with Jalen turning the ball over the whole time. Like, he won the Super Bowl. Like, not playing that kind of game. Like, playing the afraid to lose
kind. And I'm not saying he needs to be reckless, but there's a difference between being reckless and being aggressive.
Mm-hmm.
He has a sort of conservative approach because he don't want to turn the ball over. So he's not going to be reckless for this. His recklessness comes from holding on to the ball too long.
Yes.
Right?
Yep.
Like, that's where sometimes his recklessness comes from. It doesn't come from him throwing in the double coverage or trying to make plays he shouldn't be trying to make. He does the right things with the football the majority of the time. We got to take him out of this box where we got to sort of like we're guarding against him making mistakes. Like, that's what you do with backup quarterbacks when they come in to play. You don't want them to lose you the game. You don't do that when you got Jalen Hurts as your starting quarterback and you got a healthy A.J. Brown, a healthy Devontae Smith, a healthy Saquon Barkley, a healthy Dallas Goedert, a healthy Jahan Dotson. I don't know. Like, again, I'm not looking to place blame on anybody. I'm just saying I hope that second half was a wake-up call to everybody over there that this is what we can be. And all he did was throw for 220 yards. I'll take that.
Yeah.
I'll take 220 yards.
Yeah.
30 pass attempts. Like, what was he, like 22 or 30, something like that, with 220 yards? That's fine.
I think the other thing that I want, and you said everybody, I want him to learn from, I want the coordinators to learn from, I want us to learn from, is that there weren't guys running wide open when we were hitting those passes in the second half. We have to get past this thing where we think open means 4 yards of separation between you and your defender.
You're rarely going to get that.
If you can throw the ball where it is supposed to be in front of the receiver, if you know what I mean? Let him catch the ball on the run and make a play.
Which, by the way, he had a couple throws yesterday where I felt the ball should have came out quicker and out in front of AJ or what have you. But, again, so what? Like quarterbacks are going to miss throws sometimes.
And if every,
like, that's going to happen.
If every missed thrown ball became an interception, we would see a lot more interceptions in the NFL than we see.
Right.
And if it look, if you try this next week and you try and it becomes a problem, then you can reassess just like you did last year.
Yes.
But learn the lesson from the NFC Championship game and from the Super Bowl. Give the team a chance, give Jalen a chance to become that team that we saw offensively and not go back to try to go back to what we did last year, because I don't think it's going
to
work.
And a lot of people will try to put this on Petullo. I'm not going down that road. Like I said, I think he was the same one calling the plays in the second half. Well, what you saw was a more sure, confident offense being ran. You give your playmakers a chance to make plays, to throw to AJ over the shoulder, one-on-one. Again, one-on-one, I'm throwing the ball to AJ. I trust AJ's going to catch the ball versus anybody else catching it. So there are times you can it's about ball placement, right? Like, A.J. wasn't wide open on that play over his shoulder coming out of the it was the play before Dallas Goedert scored.
Yep.
He wasn't wide open, but where the ball was placed at, he was the only one can get it. He's the only one that can catch it. That's what you need. You need more of that stuff, man. And, every game doesn't have to be nip and tuck when the other team isn't necessarily earning that. And I thought yesterday, hey, there's no way this offense brought 20 yards at the half. Are you kidding me? 20 yards at halftime with this offense?
By the way, there was something that Donovan
20 yards of total offense with this offense at halftime.
That was something that Donovan was good at too, putting the ball where only the receiver can get it. It's the reason that he had such a low interception rate. Wasn't because he didn't throw the ball. Mm-hmm. Wasn't because he held on to the ball. It was because he put the ball in a play. Now, sometimes the receiver couldn't get it, but at least the defender couldn't get it as well. And I think they would be better off learning lessons from yesterday's game.
Jalen still hasn't turned the ball over, right?
He has. Well, the fumble.
Oh, yeah, he had that yesterday. Yeah. I forgot about that.
Has not thrown an interception. But he fumbled yesterday.
Yeah, the one yesterday,
215-592.
I was going to say three games, no turnover, but he got the one. The one that was on Matt Pryor.
I'll take it.
No, that's one Matt Pryor. That's Matt Pryor.
Yeah, and one turnover after three games. That's fine.
Exactly.
It's fine. Even if he had two. Even if he had two. If it means we're going to score 10 more points a game, let him turn the ball over. You know?
I agree.
215-592-9494. Don't fumble your old drafty windows.
Come on.
Get them out of here.
Never a doubt.
Like that old conservative offense. You know, you need new windows. You need new doors. There's only one place in the Delaware Valley that's been doing it for decades, helped out thousands of people around here. That is Gaida. Right now, a great time to do it as well. First of all, you're going to do it before winter comes. That cold air comes through those old drafty windows. But right now at Gaida, the buy one, get one half off sale on all qualifying windows and doors. For every door window you buy, you get a second one at 50% off. Get a window, get a sliding patio door at 50% off. Get a window, get another window at 50% off. The more that you replace, the more that you're going to save. If you replaced everything in your home, half of it would be 50% off. You can start your project with no money down at Gaida and take up to 18 months to pay it off interest-free. This is a limited-time offer. Restrictions do apply. Call 877-GO-GAIDA. Get all the details. Get yourself a free no-obligation in-home estimate. Or go to GoGaida.com. That's GoGuida.com. Colin in Limerick, you're on WIP. What's up, Colin?
What the hell? What?
You don't remember the What's Up Guys?
I do. I didn't know you all were jumping in.
Yeah. Come on, man. It's a big win.
Any opportunity.
Come on. Get with it, man.
I'm just...
Say what's up.
What,
game.
What's up?
Yesterday, those Georgia boys.
Yeah.
I don't know if they just need to pull those three into a room and be like, "Listen, okay, you guys want to stay together? What we need to do to make it happen?" I know that's not the way it works, but it'd be nice if they could.
Didn't Nolan do anything?
No, but
yeah, I actually didn't notice him. Yeah.
Yeah, you haven't heard much, but try to keep the band together.
Yeah, keep the peace.
Not always doable though. The blocked field goal, the AJ Brown. Now, what was the year that Jalen Hurts had all those turnovers? 2022 was it?
23 and the beginning of 24. Yeah, the end of 23, the beginning of 24.
2022. One of the quotes that AJ and Devontae had was, "If we don't get the ball, nobody gets the ball." And that's what I saw yesterday with those two. That and the willingness to open it up a little bit. That was seeing AJ, him running mad, absolutely. Like, it got me pumped up.
Yeah.
If you could imagine, that blocked field goal, baby girl was taking a nap and she had just woken up and she's sitting there trying to play with me and everything. Like, hold on. They had one timeout and then two timeouts, and her and I watched it and we were both jumping for joy. She wants to go to an Eagles game by tour. She's got to wait a few years for that.
Yeah, you don't want to bring them too young.
Yeah, she's about to be four, so I gave her till about seven, I think. But she's excited. She did great for the Phillies game this year. Jack, you have a pass with everything with Jalen, because I know you're being a little grumple stiltskin today with how the Phillies played this weekend.
I'm fine.
I am a little bit, too.
That's all good.
Yeah, we knew that series was going to suck. Could smell it from a mile away.
The darn Diamondbacks, man.
I know.
All right, we're not talking about it.
Nah, not yet. Not after that win yesterday. Yeah,
not right now.
Dude, all right. So,
give Big Baby David some love.
Yeah, listen. No, you're all good. No, it was this morning. You know, we talk about Eagles elitism.
Yeah.
The morning show was talking about Castellanos for like 3 seconds, right?
Yeah.
And Seth, love Seth, came in with the, we're taking this team for granted. I was like, well, we can't get 5 seconds on the Phils. You know,
he started talking about the Eagles.
Yeah. It stops the camera in his tracks. And just says, we got to appreciate what we're watching here. I'm like, come on, man. You don't have to kick the Phils while they're down.
Positive Seth, man.
And appreciate what we're watching.
Yeah.
Well, the funny thing is, and I didn't even listen earlier, but I wonder how Seth felt about the first half of the game.
Yeah, I don't.
He said there was a lot of defensive mistakes. Like, just.
So he didn't talk about the offense.
I don't know.
The offense literally had -1 yard passing at halftime.
Yeah.
But he's talking about defensive mistakes.
Sloppy defensive mistakes.
Well.
The only touchdown the offense scored came from an interception that Zach Bond got.
Yeah.
In the first half that gave us field position right there.
Yeah.
And then I scored the one touchdown.
See, this is where we can't.
Well, there were two halves yesterday.
Exactly. Yeah. So I'm saying, to be fair, you can't just focus on one half without talking about the other half.
Well, if you want to talk about the other half, that's fine. I'm not allowed today. Jack certainly isn't allowed.
No.
Maybe after 4:30, I say that
when I hear that he said we appreciate them.
Yeah.
Like, come on, man.
Yeah.
Well, come on, man. I don't think everybody was in an appreciative mood.
At halftime?
Yeah, or midway through the third quarter.
Yeah, yeah. There wasn't a lot of appreciation.
I heard a lot of booing in the stadium.
There was a lot of boos. A
lot of booing yesterday.
And rightfully so.
And rightfully so.
Deserved to get booed.
When AJ caught the ball over his shoulder and like bobbled, whatever, the crowd pan was amazing. Every fan was like, there it is. Just do that.
It was a very good Philly cheer after the AJ Brown catch.
Oh, they were on one yesterday.
Very
great
good
crowd game yesterday.
Yeah. The you know, so defense, they start blitzing again in the second half again, which, and you mentioned a minute ago that you didn't really hear Nolan Smith's name yesterday. Zadarius Smith, after a really good game last week, I actually
he drew attention.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm
a little bit worried from a get pressure on the quarterback. If we're gonna have the blitz to get pressure on the quarterback, that's fine. It's just it's not something we did very often last season. And now this is two straight games where we're not getting to the quarterback. So Vic has to scheme up some blitzes, it didn't even seem like those worked all that well. So the defense played well in that they, instead of giving up touchdowns, they gave field goals. They had some big plays in there. But the Rams were able to move the ball.
Sure.
You know, so
Well, here's the thing. Here's the thing we got to get accustomed to, and I know it doesn't feel good because we obviously have a rooting interest with the Eagles, but we don't have but one dynamic player up front. That's
just Jalen Carter.
Jalen Carter. Yeah. And he needs to get in tip-top shape to where he's playing at a dynamic level. Other than that, it's going to be schemes. It's going to be schemes and missed assignments on the offensive side for us to get pressure. Because that's just where we are. I mean, I love our young guys, but they aren't dynamic pass rushers at this point, right? They just aren't. And then when you look at our back end, there's been something shown on tape from the first game that people are taking shots deep on us. And they've converted on a few of them. Reed Blankenship out of place again yesterday on a deep ball to Devontae where you let him stack you for that touchdown. So, listen, Vic is going to have to work his magic right now. He just is. He's going to have to work his magic. These guys have great potential, but you're going up against an offense like Sean McVay's, he can counter whatever you do.
Yeah,
he can counter whatever you bring. He can counter it.
I thought they got lucky. This has sort of been Sean McVay for the last few years. He's not in those fourth down situations where, if I were a Rams fan, I would want him to be aggressive. I would want him to be one of those teams that, but he doesn't. You know, he settled for field goals yesterday, punted maybe when I wouldn't have. And I think we caught a little bit of a break in that sense. But yeah, moving forward, it seems like this defense. There's going to have to be a lot of Vic Fangio this year on this defense because we were more talented defensively last year than we are this year.
Man, you had Isaiah Rodgers, who's going to be Defensive Player of the Week this week. You had Slay and you had CJ GJ.
Yeah, and Sweat.
And Milton Williams.
Yeah. 215-592-94.
We got Jordan Davis, man.
Oh, we got a new Jordan Davis.
Oh man.
So he was running over 18 miles an hour.
Yeah.
Do you think you could run 18 miles? Now, just to give perspective, here's how fast 18 miles an hour.
Yeah, not right now. I couldn't do
it. Yeah. 18 miles an hour, if you ran for a full mile, would be a 3-minute, 30-second mile.
Yeah.
Which would break every record ever made. He was running pretty fast, man. Yeah. He was running pretty fast. All he cared about was that end zone.
I tell you, the most impressive play was the one where he ran Stafford down on 3rd and 2.
Yep. Yes.
Huge play.
That reminded me of the Josh Allen play he did against Buffalo a few years ago when he ran Josh Allen down from picking up a first down, I believe. No, man, Jordan Davis has been a pleasant surprise, and I just hope the big fella can, you know, keep his conditioning in its proper place and stay focused. And, man, this is what they envisioned when they drafted him.
Yeah, I mean,
like, this is what they envisioned they would be getting.
He plays like this the rest of the season. He's going to get himself a big check.
Yeah.
Although
he is set to make 14 next year.
Yeah, not bad. Not bad.
Do you think that he had any idea what the spread was as he was running down the field?
Oh, what a cover. What a cover.
Dude, you're so right. I don't think he did.
No, I know.
But what you love is he wanted to score.
Yeah.
Most guys, even myself, would have probably just dove on the ball. Game is over.
And the game, no.
Game is over with right there. Like,
everyone in the crowd's like, I got minus 3 now.
Yeah, like, well, no, once he picked it up, it's like, oh, we gonna cover. We gonna cover.
Well, Jordan Davis helped me make
Jordan
Davis helped me make $111 yesterday. I know I'm not allowed to give him a cut of it, but if I could, I would. All right. 215-592-9494. Continue to talk about the huge win. A lot to get to. We still have to talk about all the special team stuff, the Kevin Petullo, Jalen Hurts thing. We haven't heard from what – we haven't talked about Saquon really at all. So 215-592-9494. Coming up at 3:15, you will hear Nick Sirianni's day after press conference, and we have a great montage coming up next. Who put that together? Who put together the montage?
It was Louie.
Was it Louie?
Yours truly.
Buzz put it together? It was actually good, Buzz.
Wow. Yeah. Huge. Wow.
Yeah, because you had to compliment it, and then you learned it was me.
Well, maybe we won't play it then.
Yeah, it's actually sucked. Yeah. Louie put it together.
Yeah, Louie. 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz live from Chickies in South Philly.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer.
When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.